Welcome to the Maryland News Network, the voice of Maryland.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with us here today on the Maryland News Network. I'm farm broadcaster Clay Patton. Today, we're joined with James Fisher. He's a communications manager for the Delmarva poultry industry. And James, thank you for agreeing to do this interview, kind of wanting to get the word out about the poultry industry. It's growing here in the Delmarva area in Maryland and in Delaware as well. So, James, we start off here. Just give us an overview of the Delmarva chicken industry as it stands today.
Sure, Clay. Thanks for having me on to talk about it. There's about 700 family-owned poultry farms in Maryland. Most of them, as a lot of your listeners probably know, are on the Eastern Shore. And as a part of the larger Delmarva poultry industry, they're linked with feed mills, hatcheries, and processing plants. And altogether, they provide jobs for 14,000 people. Beyond that, poultry provides a stable and thriving market for corn and soybeans grown on Maryland's Eastern Shore. So chicken's economic effect is really broad. And all of us who raise chicken appreciate and rely on the support of the communities where we live and work. I mean, these farms are some of the best regulated in the country. And we're glad that all of Maryland's agricultural producers, and that includes crop farmers and chicken growers, we're meeting the benchmarks that everyone has set to achieve a healthy Chesapeake Bay by 2025.
And James, what are family farms doing in the poultry industry to ensure, and they're doing this voluntarily, to ensure food security and animal welfare?
Yeah, we ask this question a lot, and the answer is we're doing a lot. Right off the bat, you know, everyone can be assured that no artificial or added hormones or steroids, none at all, are used in raising chickens. That's a common misconception about the food, but it's just been the case for the past 60 years. Just not done, totally prohibited by law. It's just not a part of you know, the chicken we raise. Many chickens are raised with a limited use of antibiotics, and when they are, it's done for the same reason the antibiotics are given to people, to prevent disease. You know, in many cases, doing that is actually the most ethical thing you can do as you're raising the chicken, to prevent suffering from illness. But it's important to remember that by the time chicken makes it to your wings plate or your salad or your burrito, there are no antibiotics left in it at all. Chicken farmers stick to mandatory withdrawal windows. They end antibiotics use by a certain point to make sure that's the case. Now, many poultry producers have listened to consumers and worked out ways to get no antibiotics ever chicken to grocery stores and to restaurants. And that's simply because some consumers said, that's what we want to purchase and eat. And we at DPI totally support consumers having that choice. But any way you look at it, the chicken raised here is the safest in the world. Talking about animal welfare, we completely understand that there's growing consumer concern about that, and we share it. I mean, we know we have an ethical obligation to care well for chickens as they're being raised. And that's why modern chicken houses are better ventilated than ever before. They're completely temperature controlled. I've been inside chicken houses on some very cold days, including in the past weeks, and they're always nice and toasty in there. And our birds are always raised cage-free. They have the whole chicken house to roam through. They have continuous access to food and water. They're looked after by veterinarians from the day they hatch to the day they leave the farm, and they're protected from disease and predators. And I know avian influenza is in the news, and our farmers take biosecurity very seriously. They follow rigorous controls on the farm to prevent diseases like avian influenza, which is disrupting poultry in Asia and Europe right now from taking hold here. And we're proud that that hasn't happened.
James, you've touched on it earlier in the interview as well, but there's been currently some negatives associated with the growth of the poultry industry along the Eastern Seaboard. What are some of the positives of this poultry industry growth?
Sure. I mean, looking at the statistics pays off here. The chicken industry is actually growing at a modest and manageable rate. It's growing more slowly than it was growing 10 years ago. And at the same time, it continues to support thousands of jobs. There's certainly been growth in chicken production around the country and in Maryland and on Delmarva. And the reason is really simple. Americans eat a lot of chicken. It's a food that's grown in popularity, and as that's happened, the chicken industry has done what customers ask, producing more while providing options like organic chicken. And there waiting lists of people, of farmers and growers, who want to get into the chicken business. They want to be able to build houses and enter contracts with companies. And to us, that's a sign, the way the industry is set up, pairing independent family farms with companies that provide them chickens to raise is beneficial to both sides. Now, at the same time, all chicken growers realize that regulations are necessary to protect people and the environment. And Delmarva Poultry Industry, our trade group, has created voluntary guidelines to encourage more space between new chicken houses and neighboring properties. And we've also taken the lead on experimenting with the right mixes of plants and trees that make effective natural buffers around the houses. And once again, we're part of an agricultural sector that is doing every single thing it's being asked to do to preserve the Chesapeake Bay.
Obviously, consumers can learn a lot from this interview just by the few subjects that we've hit on. But James, for those that really want to dig in deep and get a lot of information, what is some of the best places or resources for them to go to find out more information about the poultry industry?
Well, a really great resource that I turn to a lot for understanding how chicken happens, you know, how it gets from an egg to your farm to your plate, is called Chicken Check-In. It's a website and a blog that refutes a lot of sort of stubborn myths about the industry, and I really recommend it. It's chickencheck.in on the website. And they have really neat videos taking you right inside a poultry house so you can see for yourself, you know, how it works. And I also encourage people to follow us here at Delmarva Poultry Industry on Facebook or Twitter. You can search for the Delmarva Poultry Industry and you'll find us. We post almost every day, and it's a way to connect with the very same farmers who are raising the food that you eat.
Again, talking with James Fisher. He's the communications manager for the Delmarva Poultry Industry, Inc. And any final or closing thoughts for our listeners regarding the poultry industry, James?
I mean, briefly, it's important to remember that the term factory farm really doesn't apply to Maryland's poultry industry at all. I mean, you hear it a lot, but it doesn't fit. The farms where Maryland chickens are raised are family-owned. We all want to do what's right for the communities in which we work and live, and that's what we strive to do.
Again, James Fisher here, communications manager at Delmarva Poultry Industry, talking with us today. James, thank you for sitting down with us and enlightening us on what's going on in the exciting growth that we're seeing in the Delmarva poultry industry, both in Maryland and Delaware. For the Maryland News Network, I'm farm broadcaster Clay Patton reporting.